good afternoon and welcome. You are the word in the trench is not very fucking loud. Let me see here what problem. Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 10th day of April, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Let's see what's going on. Does that change it any? Does that? Yep, that did. Okay. Yeah, we've been working on the computer, and we got a badass fucking hard drive, external drive for it, and it was working good for just a little bit, and then I think it Chinesed on us, so now I got to wait for him to come back down, and we got to check all the cords and shit, but man, it fucking sounded excellent for just a minute, but we're going to get it. We're going to get it. See, where were we? I'm your host, Cindy. This is the live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 40 tonight. And rain stays in the forecast. We wished for water. We got it. That's all I can say. Let's see what we got to toy with today. Somebody's playing music. Thank you. What the hell was this? What's going on here? Good. Damn. Here's our fellow Klaus Schwab. Well, we have to talk about something, and we'll talk about more fucking trees and being committed right in our faces. When I look at this fucking Klaus Schwab, I mean, when I seen that video of them people in that meeting that with Aunt Nancy Pelosi, every fucking one of those old bastards looks like this son of a bitch. Why don't you fuckers just die and get the fuck out of our world, you cocksuckers. You don't have nothing to say. You're going to live 2 fucking minutes. Get the fuck out. And you're not giving us over to your fucking children either. They'll end up fucking hanging from a fucking rope just like you will, you prick. Anyway, here we go. We will purge the internet of conspiracies and hate. Will you? There is another pandemic that Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum wants to stamp out. World Economic Forum, you guys, were you fucking elected by somebody to do any fucking thing or exercise any kind of fucking authority? No, you were not. You're just another son of a bitch that puts his pants on one leg at a time like I do, you motherfucker. And you will go down. You put a wall of fucking goddamn mercenaries in front of you. We got millions. We'll mow them down. And you, motherfucker, are going to fucking be tried and hung by your treasonous fucking neck until you are dead, dead, dead. You don't violate our fucking law. That law belongs to the fucking people of the United States of these Americas as individual free sovereign nationals. It is unalienable. It can't be touched. So keep on poking that fucking finger until you lose the son of a bitch. Let's see what he wants here. Wants to stamp out with more tyranny, and it's known as free speech on the internet. Yeah, you bet. The WEF, World Economic Forum, which has nothing to do with the United States of these Americas, cannot have nothing to do with these United States of America, because Article 9 of our fucking Bill of Rights says, no, you have no fucking authority. Get the fuck out. You come in, you fucking die. You come to fucking piss on our fucking rights or remove our fucking rights. You fucking die. Who in the hell would want to live without them, with fucking scum-sucking, parasitic, pedophilic motherfuckers like you running the joint? The WEF made an announcement that it had successfully recruited hundreds of thousands of information warriors. Bring them motherfuckers on. We got millions to deal with them and 590 million square miles to deal with them on. Bring the motherfuckers! If you fucking shut me up, you son of a bitch. Information warriors to control the internet. Really? You fucking better have fucking God. You better be ready to fight, you motherfuckers. That is our first article. You're talking about attacking, you son of a bitch. And it will be fucking defended on the fucking spot. It will be fucking enforced on you. And any cocksucker you send in your fucking stay. Conspiracy theory content, which will then be systematically removed. You remove my fucking shit. I'm an individual free sovereign national. You may remove my fucking shit, you son of a bitch. And then the fucking talking part's over. Then it's time. Then we understand that there's only one fucking avenue left. And that is the second article. And we're going to fucking use the son of a bitch to get rid of your fucking asses. The World Economic Forum, founded by Klaus Schwab, describes the spread of false information on the internet. No fucking shit. You CNN, NBC, are you fucking propagandist cocksuckers? Yeah, that's fucking false information. But I'll tell you what, I will make the fucking choice, because I don't belong to you, motherfucker. I'm not your subject. I'm not your fucking slave, and I never will be. Spread of false information on the internet as a infodemic. I love that fucking word. They got it in fucking quotation marks. Infodemic. Fuck you. That's potentially deadly. You goddamn right. You come fucking with that fucking first article, it's fucking deadly. We're supposed to kill you. That's our duty. That's what we're supposed to do. That's not only our right, it is our duty. Potentially deadly? Fuck yes. It needs a cure. Really? Come cure it, motherfucker. We think you need a fucking cure, and we got the fucking cure. According to the World Economic Forum, the term misinformation refers to any content on the internet with which they disagree. Well, fucking, we got our own goddamn list, you motherfucker. You fucking, Jesus, I hate you. You're fucking scum. I mean, you old fucker, I mean, how do you, who in the fuck do you think you are? You couldn't whip nobody. All you can do is sleaze around like a fucking worm. A fucking he-she fucking worm. That's what you fucking are. That's what y'all want to be, isn't it? Transgender he-she fucking worms.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they can pay their way to pay their balls to go and do it, but they won't do it themselves.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you what, them balls are getting pretty expensive real fucking quick. We're defending our homes and hearths and our freedom and our liberty. They're doing it for a fucking paycheck. We'll see what that
does. You're damn right. Food, water, shelter. Yeah, you're right. And the right to travel.
Yep. All our goddamn liberties.
Yep, everything. Yep, and then that's all they keep saying on the propaganda news. You know, that they keep on pulling these psyops, and keep sizing, tracking the people. You know, majority, not all of them, because there's a lot of people waking up to this shit.
Oh, I know. More people than they they realize it. It's the way of the tyrant. You imagine them squeezing the people in their hand. And the more the people struggle to get away, the harder they squeeze. And then the people start slipping out between their fucking fingers. And that's what's happening to these cocksuckers right now. I mean, maybe the big fucking threat, 2 million years in jail. Or fucking, we're going to send 100,000 people. Send the son of a bitches. You'll have 100,000 fucking dead traitors, dead fucking enemy combatants who are coming to fucking shut down our, to think they can take our fucking first article away from us, to take any of our fucking written, ratified, unalienable law away from us. We will enforce it on the fucking spot, and you will eat fucking lead. So you make sure those volunteers understand that. WEF term, according to the World Economic Forum, WEF, the team term misinformation refers to any content on the internet which they disagree. Well, that's the way we look at it too. Only there's fucking a shit ton more of us. We got a shit ton more arsenal. We'll wipe your fucking asses out. Get the fuck out of our country. That's a fucking order from the fucking supreme superior jurisdiction in this country. The individual free sovereign national. Get the fuck out. Take your corporation and run until we catch you. And then we're taking back our wealth and we're taking you to fucking, you're going to go into a common law court. You're going to see what a real fucking court. The king in England ain't going to save you. He tries it. We'll fucking nuke his ass. We'll blow it fucking him into fucking little tiny bits and his fucking castle. That cocksucker better stay out of our fucking international, our national affairs. You better get the fuck away from us. You better take your fucking private law, you cocksucker, and drag it home with its tail between its legs because it's getting ready to be shoved right up your fucking ass. Let's see where we disagree. This indicates that hundreds of thousands of information warriors information warriors, I like that. Are you a warrior? Tell me what makes you a warrior. Because you can type on a fucking computer. I don't think that's what makes a fucking warrior, personally. Employed by the WEF will actively engage in the act of suppressing opposition directed toward the globalist elite. Fuck you. We understand who you are. We know who we are. You ain't no fucking elite. You're elite to the point that there's just a fucking handful of you. And why the people haven't shot that fucking head snake into fucking shreds by now, I do not understand. But you're keep pushing, motherfucker. I mean, you can write anything down on that goddamn piece of paper, or you're like writing goddamn legislation in world government. Well, you fuck you. You some point, you have to face our fucking guns, you son of a bitches. And when you do, we'll tear this fucking place down to the foundations if we have to destroy your fucking asses once and for all. Extinct you from this fucking planet. Then you'll be elite. Last month, Klaus Schwab cautioned us that whomever controls artificial intelligence will rule the future. Fuck. I love when they start throwing that artificial intelligence shit in there. I see how well your fucking artificial intelligence works. It's all fucking junk, and it's all subject to the fucking, you know, a goddamn sunspot. I mean, a good sunspot, man, it'll fry every fucking thing in this goddamn country. And then it'll fry you. What are you going to do then? Shit your pants? Any of you know how to write down something on a piece of paper? Do you know how to do math without a calculator? Do you know any fucking thing? No, you don't, because you've hired your fucking brains. And they all use fucking goddamn calculators and computers. And when that doesn't work, you're just going to have a bunch of stupid asses, except for the American nationals who create goddamn products, who create products that nobody else in the world can create. You're up against our fucking brains, and we are going to fucking find ways to kill you that you will not even fucking imagine. You want technology, motherfucker? Who in the hell built that fucking technology? Oh, that's right, we did. We built the fucking technology. Think we can't build better? Think we can't fucking destroy what we fucking built? You're out of your fucking mind. Last month, Klaus Schwab cautioned us that whomever controls artificial intelligence will rule the future. No, you won't. And those at the top of the society at Davos, fuck you, Davos whips them. I mean, they bring troops in there. I don't understand. Again, I'm dumbfounded because there's just so few of those fuckers. That's what really gets me. But there's so few of those fuckers, and still somebody doesn't go down to Davos when they're all in there fucking doing crack and whores and pedophile. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why I believe is the money, the Federal Reserve notes, and the comfort area. Because everybody, when the internet came along and YouTube came along, everybody knew that there was elitists and secret societies, what John F. Kennedy said. And it has to be that comfort area and that paycheck they get.
Yeah, and they don't create anything. That's the whole thing. They have it for generations.
On a computer, and it doesn't make sense, but that's what I believe. It's the money system so powerful that they control the minds through the propaganda, which they lie to people. And
no,
then,
the lie that people accept about the money system is so powerful.
Yeah,
because there is no goddamn money out there. There's no real fucking wealth being fucking created out there.
No, I mean,
they are destroying. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, with the gold and silver and stuff, but I'm saying the debt-free currency, but I'm saying just the comfort area. Everything, people want to feel safe and security, but they're not elected officials, they're selected. So if they're these
they're
people
not even,
are,
they're not even selected. These are, I looked at the thing, 208 of them, the ones that just put this shit up, are fucking,
yeah.
You know, some people don't even know who they are. They're not elected by nobody. These are
non-governmental.
Go ahead, sorry.
That's what I mean, is that they're not elected from people. So I believe it's the brainwashing in the comfort area.
Well,
I mean, if all these people know this stuff and they're still in 2023 of April and we're still talking about this stuff.
Well, maybe they're pussies. Maybe they're cowards.
Yeah. Maybe they're cowards.
Exactly. Maybe they
cowards. I mean,
through my life, I've seen people, you know, fucking do the talk and shit and what might have you, and said, oh, that's conspiracy theory. When it happened to them, though, that's a whole fucking different story.
Yeah, I heard when Hillary got in, I heard too. They used to say, oh, if Hillary got in, I'll grab my gun.
Exactly, man.
But yeah, well, look at it now. Look at the shithole we live in now, Mike.
Oh my God. The thing is, dude, I think comfort zones only go up to such a certain level. I know people who make pretty good money, but they're not comfortable. They're not happy, and they're getting ready. Trillions of dollars worth of tax money. Wonder what that's for. I mean, you remember back in the day, they used to say, well, if you can find a way to finance, they used to fight each other. Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
You know, if you can find a way to finance it, how are you going to finance it? Well, I'm going to steal from this and over here and this. Well, I mean, they're just fucking, they're not even caring. They're just typing the fucking numbers in the computer and doing it. There's no
right in front of our face.
Huh?
Right in front of our face, they're doing it. They're sitting there going, we're going to do this, and what are you going to do? And that's like the indoctrination. I mean, that's so powerful, it seems like. Like, a lot of people keep falling for the same shit over on repeat. In 2007, 2008, it's the same shit.
Yeah, but it's becoming a lot less every day, buddy. I mean, I read a lot, and I talk to a lot of people. And people who, you know, work in places and stuff, and they're seeing the fucking general population, when they brought up this, everybody's living pretty goddamn poor. But when they brought up trillions of dollars worth of taxes, I wonder what that was going to go to pay for. Fucking Ukraine?
Yeah, Ukraine.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
I'm going to starve to death so that they can give money, not money, but wealth, because they are giving goddamn equipment. They're taking out Trump comes in. Trump, oh, God, he's such a fine fella. He builds up a huge arsenal of fucking weapons. Those weren't for us. Then there's three generals over there in goddamn China putting their goddamn Navy together and their Army together to come against us. Fucking those son of a bitches should have been put up against the wall on day one. I mean, hey, people, what we allow. But you know what? I know about the Chinese. Each one of them has to tell somebody, somebody has to tell them to tie their shoes, to bend over, because they are so used to being told what to do, they cannot think for themselves. They've never whipped nobody. If the United States had to come in, the Japanese would have wiped them off the fucking planet. And everybody fucking knows it. That's why when that bomb went off at Hiroshima, people don't talk about, oh, the war is over for us, and it was also over for fucking China. They saved that communist fucking shithole. They have saved communism that twice during that war, over in fucking Europe and here in Asia with the goddamn Chinese. They saved it. The whole war was to save international communism, to strengthen international communism, and make the big push in that fucking Delano Roosevelt, that treasonous son. Well, fuck you. I could not believe when, he stood there. Some of my best friends are communists. Really? Then you need to join them in a fucking hole. I mean, my brother was paid to kill fucking communists. And then you got 50,000 people in fucking Vietnam dead from fucking fighting to keep communism from spreading in the United States and in Korea, 30,000. And at the same time, you have a goddamn communist party headquarters in this goddamn country. How stupid were the people? I mean, everybody, they have tried to put Joe McCarthy down fucking hard. But the people did not. The people were fucking one of them communist son of a bitches out, and that includes you, Ronald Reagan, you fucking treasonous piece of shit. He was busted for being fucking communist and ended up being president of these goddamn United States. And he wasn't president. He was the head of the corporation. That's why they've been able to do all this shit.
That's what you said. We got to tighten up our belts more often.
Uh-huh. We tighten up our belts anymore. We're going to fall.
I think we got to start, getting our guns and getting our suppliances and our resources we have and just go head on it with it.
Got them. Had them.
What else do we have to lose? I mean,
well, I'm fucking ready.
I've been ready since they've been talking about this shit back in the 90s. If they're going to come to get the guns, they would have got the guns a long time ago, I keep telling people that, if they had this plan designed the way it was supposed to be, they would already took this country.
Oh, hell yes. If they could, they would. It's just like the guns. We're going to take your guns. No, you're not. You know why? Because if you could have, you would have went a long, long, long time ago. And there's so many fucking guns in this country. It's going to be like a purging, I think, more than anything else. I mean, the goddamn foreigners that have invaded, people that are working fucking full-time jobs and driving fucking 30-year-old cars while they're watching these son of a bitches come across the border with 10 fucking kids, getting brand new fucking cars, filling the fucking cars with food they can't fucking afford. They're taking care of the fucking invasion. They are funding a fucking invasion into our country. And it's not only an invasion, but it's an invasion for colonization. To take our country away from us. And if we fucking let them do it, we are fucking pussy, spineless motherfuckers. Because we have the law behind us. We have the absolute, unalienable, the highest people, the fucking superior. Jurisdictional authority is ours. And we have that, the fucking highest fucking law in the fucking land. And it's unalienable. It can't be changed. It says you got the right to shoot the motherfuckers, and you won't do it. If it said you had the right to steal a piece of bubblegum, you would. It's just fucking balls. It's stepping up and saying, I'm not going to leave my fucking this country to my children like this. I can't die in peace like this. No fucking way. And you will not rest in peace because you are cowards. There should be fucking, the guns should have went off a long fucking time ago, but there's a hell of a lot more of them, but then you got a hell of a lot more multiculturalism in here. So there are people that will now shoot at you. Whereas in the beginning, Americans wouldn't shoot each other. That's how they had to start the multiculturalism. Americans were like, I'm a fucking American. He's American. Don't you touch that son of a bitch. That's how we were. We are people. Just like the fucking Chinese. You see them with all these different fucking nationalities amongst their ranks? Hell no. They're Chinese. We're fucking American nationals. And our skin comes in every fucking pigment. And we are as one with that fucking Bill of Rights. Those 10 fucking articles are our fucking law, and you will fucking obey our superior jurisdictional authority, or we will use our second article and blow your fucking asses out of here. Now get the fuck out. If you want to leave without getting blown out, you better just get the fucking packing. Because people are sick of this shit. I seen that fucking little clip with fucking Nancy Pelosi, and I mean, just one after another, and it was young people. That was encouraging. And all these old fuckers that look like fucking swab, man, I swear they, I mean, it's like a whole room full of these wrinkled up old fucking pricks. But these guys kept standing. First, the guy stands up, and I mean, they're laying to him, you're a fucking drunk. This is not bullshit. And then they go to remove him. Another one stands up. They came prepared, and they came to say something. But it's past time for talking. We know what they are. We know what they're doing. They're killing our people. They've killed our loved ones. They intend to kill the people of the fucking world down to suit them. Well, maybe we're going to do things to suit us because we outnumber you fucking on a world basis, probably 1 million, 2 million, 3 million to one. You think you can do it? If we sit there and let them fucking keep spraying this fucking shit and fucking just killing us with a can of Raid, we're not going to fucking do anything. Kill the motherfuckers. They have declared war on you. They've said they're going to kill you. They are killing you. They're killing the ones you love. And you sit there and polish that fucking gun? Really? It's fucking disgusting to me. That ain't what a fucking American was supposed to be. None of you, I mean, oh man, the delusion of a little kid. Growing up, man, about what America was and what Americans are, fucking I ran into some pussies in my day, but man, anymore, these fucking son of a bitches are pathetic, and they got the generations coming up with this fucking transgender faggot-ass fucking shit, trying to teach the little boys their little girls, but you know, that's backfiring too. People are starting to say, whoa, wait a minute. I mean, these got to be the dumbest fucking people in the world to take this fucking long. But see, when it starts happening to you, then it becomes personal. When it's somebody else's right over there, well, if I sell, you know, I can pay a whole bunch of money and pay the Vatican. You're paying the Vatican for a fucking card that says you're sovereign. The Vatican owns you? Really? Don't own me. Never has. I was born fucking free and at liberty, and I will die that fucking way. Fuck the goddamn Catholic Church. It will get fucking what the rest of them get. It'll get a fucking atomic bomb. You motherfuckers are through fucking with people. Leave us alone. If you can't figure out how to leave people alone, what you get, you fucking deserve 10 times fucking over, and you know it. You know the hate out here. You know how much we want to fucking get you, you motherfuckers. Make the right fucking move, you son of a bitches. Let that fucking fire bust loose and watch us tear this goddamn country down with you in it. And then chase your ass around the fucking world till we find your goddamn spider hole. Then drag your sorry ass out of it and come back here and be standing in front of a common law jury consisting of ditch diggers and fucking prostitutes. That's who's going to judge you. That's who you, I mean, or maybe just fucking poor people who have worked their fucking lives away for fucking nothing so you could sit on your sorry old fucking asses and do nothing. Because you think you have some kind of superior right. We will teach you that you do not have a superior right. You do not have the right to fucking violate our law. We have the right to kill you for violating our law, but you do not have the right to violate our law. Your goddamn, your illegal ease bullshit, I laugh at it. And these fucking phony ass cards, I laugh at you. Whip that fucking card out on me and I'll have you in the common law court the next day. I'll hang you the next fucking day. Easy. Because that's treason, son of a bitch. You acquiesce to that instead of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You are a fucking traitor. You stand on that fucking law and you fight for it. Or you're a traitor. We'll be right back. And just un momento. Okay.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Don't all again.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and that, of course, is Hog Jaw with Get Some, but you can't get some until they come to get some of that. I mean, you can't just go give some? What the fuck are we going to take here, people, before we go give some? Dr. Charles Schwab, the elite, ready to enslave the rest of us. Okay, the information warriors. I mean, like the information warriors. You took a job fucking thinking you're going to come and fuck with people? Come on and see if it's fucking worth the paycheck, motherfucker. It doesn't matter who you are. You come communist, you come fascist, you come fucking capitalist piece of shit, and you fucking die. You leave us alone or you die. You quit violating our law and get the fuck out of our country or you die. That's where we're at. The information warriors, my fucking ass. Employed by the WEF, pose a regular user of the platform. Pose as a regular user of the platform. But their real goal is to disrupt proceedings and plant the seeds of support for the ideology exposed by Charles Schwab. WEF, the information warriors are facing their focusing their attention on conspiracy forums and the commitment or comment section of YouTube videos. Hey, you dumb motherfuckers, don't you see that you put up something we tell you, we show you? We know you're lying, motherfuckers. You've never told the fucking truth once, and you're going to come. With what clout are you going to fucking think you're going to pull this off? Are going to convince anybody? If the fucking sun's shining outside, and you tell me the sun's shining outside, I got to look out there to make goddamn sure, because I don't trust you as far as I could throw this fucking house I'm sitting in. I'm announcing the news of the WEF podcast. UN Communications Director Melissa Fleming said, so far, we've recruited 110,000. See, that always comes to this big, we're going to find you $250,000. Well, between the idea and the reality lies that fucking shadow now, doesn't it? Do it! Quit running your fucking cunt mouth and do it. Announcing 110,000 information volunteers. Oh, they're volunteers. So what you got here is the same son of a bitch and communist motherfuckers that have been doing the same fucking shit all the way down the line. And don't forget about the fascist motherfuckers, because fucking Trump, he's just as big a fucking liar as fucking Biden is. And by God, you know it. And you fucking Trump-tards are the stupidest fucking people in the world. The communists, at least they know they're adhering to communism. Maybe you know you're adhering to fucking fascism. Maybe that's what you fucking want. I've heard fucking people claiming to be patriots that said it. You want to get buried, motherfucker? You try it. Where was we here? The ideology exposed by Charles Schwab, WEF. The information warriors... are focusing their attention on conspiracy forums and the content section on the comment sections of YouTube videos. They don't give you a comment section first. We get fucking pussy. Announcing the news of the WEF podcast, UN Communications Director Melissa Fleming said, so far, we've recruited 100,000 volunteers and we equip them. We equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation, you mean you teach them how to do propaganda? It don't fucking work no more. It's too fucking obvious. You've done shown your fucking hand and you're wanting to pick it back up and act like nobody's seen it. We know what the fuck you are. You don't have to fucking tell us. Save your fucking breath for running. The WEF are subliminally influencing the masses in order to push their narratives into the people. You're not gonna. Your narratives make people miserable. Somebody feels something makes them miserable, they reject it. And we're Americans. We're not fucking goddamn third world fucking retards. I mean, well, there's some Americans out here. There's also some Trump tards. There's also some greedy motherfuckers out there. You don't give a fuck about my rights. Well, I ain't going to give a fuck about yours when this is all over. I'll take every fucking thing you own and kick your fucking ass out of this country or fucking hang you for going along with this shit, for fucking mammon. Also on the pod, and if I ain't alive, you fucking rest of you it better. Also on the podcast, mainstream journalist Mark Little sets out potential solutions to so-called infodemic. I mean, fucking put something in there like, what's that supposed to hold my attention there or something? Is that supposed to open up a fucking pathway in my brain? It makes me want to fucking shit on the screen. Little has worked for Twitter and founded Storyful. What? Little has worked for Twitter and founded Storyful, a social media news agency closely linked to the fact-checking program. He has now launched Kinzen, a company which is threatening to use we've gotten a threat here, people. Wait a minute. I might shake and I might get real scared here. Okay, is threatening to use artificial intelligence to censor online content on behalf of the elites. What the fuck are all them algorithms? You think that this is some fucking, I'm scared. This is my Monday scare, I reckon. I don't give a fucking shit what you use. Your fucking shit is shit. And it will fucking collapse on you. And when you need the people, I mean, you compartmentalized everything thinking that we could not make it. Well, we could always fucking make it. We'll make shit that you can't make with your compartmentalism. And when your compartmentalists fucking are fucking, they're not all there. And something breaks down, who's going to troubleshoot it for you, asshole? Your fucking technology is going down. I've started to see the spread of misinformation as a global crisis. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will. I will enforce that Bill of Rights, the highest law of the land, and liberty and freedom in the pursuit of happiness.
You goddamn right.
And if I have to die with Congress, so be it, because they're criminals. We all know that. And they're treating our people like shit, and our children, and no child should be living like this, period.
But, dude, there's 110,000 of them. Like that fucking goddamn people.
Well, I'm not scared of these corporations. Like they're cowards.
It's always made me laugh. In a country, we could easily send 1 million, 2 million. 110,000 supposed to scare the shit out of us. You fuckers already got the shit scared out of you. Send your fucking goddamn little pencil neck motherfuckers and see what happens to them. Give it a fucking go. I'm serious. I'm so sick of listening to their fucking threats that I could just puke. And, you know, shut the fucking internet down. Then the talking's over, huh? When the people have already had a fucking enough, buddy. Right now they're being diverted by these goddamn things you put up every fucking day showing we're going to do this. So yeah, I'm a dried up old piece of shit that couldn't fucking roll you over if you were dead. But I'm gonna get you. I got some volunteers. Or get your fucking volunteers up to the front of the fucking line, son of a bitch. See if they can do it. Let's shut the fucking internet down. Then we got one word to speak. Boom. On the podcast, mainstream journalist Mark Little sets out potential solutions to so-called infomic. I don't know what the fuck. I guess that was supposed to be a hang word. That's supposed to catch your eye. God damn it, they're smart. Little has worked for Twitter for the sound storyful that me did that. Okay. I've started to see the spread of misinformation as a global health risk, and you decide what's information for me and disinformation. Who are you? You are my daddy. You're not my daddy. I'm too old to have a daddy. I'm a granddaddy, and you're gonna decide things for my mind. You pea brain little son of a bitch. You're so stupid that you would fucking fall for something as fucking simple to fucking see coming as communism and really actually think that this is the fucking solution because, hey, you know, if you get in early, then you can be further up the ladder. No, they're planning on wiping every fucking body out. All you people out there making fucking bucks, man, making the money off this shit. They plan it. You know, they're planning to wipe you out. And you think that after you have betrayed us, that we're going to lift a fucking finger, that we'll let them fucking slaughter you. I just like you would let them slaughter us. We want rid of your asses. You're not hijacking this goddamn uprising. We're getting what we fucking want. We're getting what we were fucking promised. We're getting what generations have done without. Our fucking wealth. Our fucking enjoyment. And you're getting a goddamn rope for treason and sedition against the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and you have fucking committed it in fucking the open. Prima fucking facie. Takes fucking minutes to show the fucking jury the goddamn paper you signed where you fucking committed treason. Deliberately went against the law. You say, well, I never saw that before. Well, you didn't see the fucking Bill of Rights? You're shitting me, man. Well, you know what? We don't fucking care. You can tell any lie you want. Your fucking ass is going to hang. You don't know better than that. This is just common decency we're talking about here. Anyways, guys, that's enough. Well, no, I guess it ain't. This is 51. I thought I was seeing shit. Anyway, let's see what else we got here, man. There was a few good stories up. I have an ugly son of a bitch. Chinese load cow milk with mRNA eximens successfully immunized mice by immunized. Successfully fucking murder mice by Peter A. McAuliffe, MD, MPH. I need a drink of water here. COVID-19 mRNA. Vaccine assault possible through food. Well, they just told us the other day that they were going to try and force the farmers to fucking put it in their goddamn cows and their fucking goddamn rest of their livestock, the pigs, probably the sheep, all the fucking shit. Really? Is it? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second, guys. When I get scared, I don't want to be next to the mic. I don't want you to hear me cry. I'm scared. You fucking punk bitch motherfuckers, try it. Another fucking threat. That's all you are, fucking threats. Carry through with your fucking threats and let's do this thing, man. I don't care if I'm alive or dead at the fucking end, so long as you're fucking dead. You people do not stop until that Bill of Rights is goddamn the absolute law of this motherfucking country. And enforced with zero tolerance. Any son of a bitch tries to worm their way in through fucking sundry laws or any other kind of joinder between fucking any institution and against the fucking individual, you fucking kill them. Put them right up against the fucking wall. Waste no fucking time. Kill their fucking asses. And get it through their goddamn head where we will not live as their fucking slaves. The nation's food supply can be manipulated by public health agencies to influence population outcomes. No fucking shit. I mean, you're telling me something. I don't know, like not even 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, it's just a goddamn natural fact. You're totally, boy, wait a minute. I'm going to get scared. I'm okay now. Okay. Outcomes. A great example is, okay? You only need one is. See whoever wrote this son of a bitch. Okay, a great example. Where were we here? Now come a great example is fortification of cereal grains with folic acid, the systematic form of folate, which successfully reduces the incidence of neutral tube defects, i.e. spinal bifida, or bifida, I'm sorry. Now an oral route of administration is being considered. No, why don't you just how come they won't just come out and say, we're going to aerosol this on you? They sleazy. There's got to be a sleazy way. It's just like when they inoculated, they say, they got everybody but 29%. Liar, liar, liar. I know fucking better. You son of a bitches, you didn't get fucking nothing. And you know it. You killed some fucking people. Don't get me wrong. You killed millions across the planet. You killed fucking a million probably here in the United States. But you didn't get what you fucking wanted. You didn't, and how did you do your killing? You didn't do it with a fucking gun. You didn't step up and fucking kill nobody with a knife, you gutless pieces of parasitic shit. You fucking poisoned them. Poison is the fucking goddamn, that's a woman's fucking weapon.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they talk all this shit, but they don't put action behind it, and they just squeeze around things, but they won't come head on with us.
No, because when they come head on with us, when it busts loose.
Yeah, they know that their head's blown off the shoulders if they came head on with us.
When they finally come head on us, it'll be in spurt, there'll be little blow-ups here and blow-ups there, but when the big blow-up, I hope I get to live to see it. The big fucking blow-up. That's when the people just come out of their fucking houses like they did at fucking Lexington and Concord and just go right at the motherfuckers, right with their fucking own guns and other terrible implements of war they possess and blow. They'll just be so fucking outnumbered. I want to see them running like people were herding deer through the fucking woods for a massacre, because that's what's going to happen to you, son of a bitches. You are pita. We are mooey, you motherfuckers. And you are going to, and what happens if all the people do come out of the goddamn houses? There's going to be a lot of revenge killing. There's going to be some purging. By God, you think you motherfuckers aren't at the top of the list, that you are not hated beyond hate. You're out of your goddamn minds. And if you think slipping out of this country is going to save your ass, think again. Because when the people come out like that, we will take back our nuclear arsenal. And wherever you fucking are, they will deliver you up along with any of our fucking gold and silver they have, or we will fucking shoot a fucking warhead at them. Because better to be fucking blow this planet clear up than to live as a slave on it to some piece of fucking shit like Klaus Schwab. Look at that old degenerate motherfucker. Think about that piece of shit exercising his will over you. You'd hit him, you'd kill him, you slapped him, you'd kill him. They're all, can you notice how they're all like a fucking 90s and, it's just these old fucks, they can't get their shit. See, they were supposed to get their shit pushed through to pass it to the next generation, but they didn't get it through. Why? Because the people fucking held. The people have held, but they need to do more than hold. It's time to wipe them out. It's time to put a fucking end to this. Once and for all, there'll be no goddamn United States in any other fucking goddamn country. You fucking, this international bullshit, NATO, fucking goddamn World Health Organization. Fuck them. They're not think about it. These are private fucking organizations. You know what? You're all going to fucking hang. We're taking everything you got. What you have done has broken our law, and it's easily fucking proven. And if you come at us with this shit like you claim you're going to, if you come towards us, if you advance towards us with this shit, we will blow your fucking heads off, enemy combatant. You've made sure we understood you intend to kill us. Well, we intend to kill you. You better think about that. And you go after our children, our women and children. Tit for fucking tat, motherfucker. When this shit breaks loose, you better be fucking running. You better be hiding. And there ain't going to be no place for you to run and hide, you low-life motherfuckers. Anyway, that's enough to get it all started this week. And hopefully we can get that other sound card. Man, that sound is so fucking good. We'll get it. It's going to fucking happen. It's just a lot of work and stuff like that and figuring things out. But we got it. We'll get it. and we will finish it. So anyway, I mean, we know what this is. This is just more fucking threats. Well, they got to start carrying through with the threats because the people in this country are cowards. They won't fight unless they're cornered. Instead of coming out like goddamn men when they got the goddamn numbers and just bitch slapping these fuckers out of our country, you fucking cower and hide. It's pathetic. But if you're not, you're the kind of person that have stood up and you fucking held your head up high, fucking hold it up higher. Because you're better than any 10 of these motherfuckers, and that is the word from the trenches.